It's not entirely surprising that Ear Ecstasy closed. This is 2011, and it was a brick-and-mortar store. A big one. That sold records, actual vinyl records, and CDs, full of music, the product of an industry that's undergone massive changes over the last decade. And John Timmons repeatedly told the public his shop was struggling. But still, Ear Ecstasy's end caught people off guard, even the employees.
Early Saturday morning, just got a phone call from our store manager, and, you know, like, John says we're done.
Randy Bolton worked at Ear Ecstasy. He told our sister station, WFPK, that closing seemed inevitable, but the timing was a shock.
I thought we'd maybe make it through, you know, Christmas, the Christmas season. December's always a decent month, and pay off some bills and then call it a day.
We think it absolutely sucks.
Like so many Louisvillians, John Wettig grew up shopping at Ear Ecstasy. Now he's part owner of Zanzibar, a club in Germantown. And he relied on the store for more than records.
They helped us out a bunch doing what we do here and selling tickets for our shows and all that kind of stuff. So, I mean, basically we're all just going to have to work a little harder now that they're not here anymore.
Ear Ecstasy also helped bring artists to Louisville. When an album sold at the store, it carried more weight with SoundScan, the system that tracks music sales. If an artist was popular at Ear Ecstasy, the SoundScan numbers made them look even more popular. But Rebecca Kessler, who owns the venue Uncle Slayton's, isn't worried about her booking power diminishing.
Whenever I, you know, was in Ear Ecstasy, you know, there were certainly people who bought there regularly, but a lot of people were browsers, or they didn't necessarily buy music. They bought, you know, a poster or, you know, their goofy gag kind of merchandise they'd have.
Kessler says she'll miss Ear Ecstasy, but in some ways, the relationship her venue had with the store was somewhat similar to the one Ear Ecstasy had with people who got their music through free downloads.
They were doing so many in-stores there, one on top of the other, sometimes more, more than one in a day. And this is all free. And for venues like such as ourselves, we don't do free shows. It got a little wiggy sometimes.
Based on Kessler's assessment, the void Ear Ecstasy will leave is going to be more of an emotional one. Jason Pierce agrees.
No one is going to have that feeling of walking into Ear Ecstasy for the first time again. Like, it was always like this thing that still attracted people from out of town, just having that cultural beacon. That's the biggest loss.
Pierce also sells records. He owns Please and Thank You on Market Street. It's also a cafe, and music is only about a quarter of the business. Pierce's decision to sell vinyl records is driven by the same feeling that makes people buy them.
It has to look good, but it also has to kind of like be a record of meaning, too. Like, I think every record up here is great from start to finish, and that's sort of like the thing.
Most of what Pierce sells is used. There's no need to order weekly shipments of the latest releases to appeal to both music aficionados and passers-by. Other shops that sell only music in Louisville are typically smaller than Ear Ecstasy in size and selection, or they're more specialized. On Ear Ecstasy's Facebook page, people have said how unique the store was and how lucky Louisville was to have it, but not many have said how unusual it was that a store like Ear Ecstasy still existed today, or that it lasted for 26 years. Gabe Bullard, WFPL News.